Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We are in the book of 3 John today, so if you turn to the end of the Bible, Revelation, come back one book to Jude and then one book to 3 John, just a one-chapter book. We'll read through 3 John, probably won't take any devotional pauses, just read through it, and then we'll think of some application at the end, and then close in prayer, and I want to encourage you to do that right along with me. Father, thank you for your word. In this little book of 3 John, Father, help us to understand what we are to take away from this and apply to our lives for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. 3 John, the elder to my dear friend Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. It gave me great joy when some believers came and testified about your faithfulness to the truth, telling how you continue to walk in it. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. Probably talking about his spiritual children here. Dear friend, you are faithful in what you are doing for the brothers and sisters, even though they are strangers to you. They have told the church about your love. Please send them on their way in a manner that honors God. It was for the sake of the name, so we're talking about the name of Jesus, that they went out receiving no help from the pagans. We ought therefore to show hospitality to such people so that we may work together for the truth. I wrote to the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to be first, will not welcome us. So when I come, I will call attention to what he's doing, spreading malicious nonsense about us. Not satisfied with that, even refuses to welcome other believers. He also stops those who want to do so and puts them out of the church. Dear friend, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. Anyone who does what is good is from God. Anyone who does what is evil has not seen God. Demetrius is well spoken of by everyone, and even by the truth itself. We also speak well of him, and you know that our testimony is true. I have much to write to you, but I do not want to do so with pen and ink. I hope to see you soon, and we will talk face to face. Peace to you. The friends here send their greetings. Greet the friends there by name. That's the end of 3 John and the end of our reading for today. What do we take from this letter? There are several things, I think, principles that we could take. What I appreciated was in verse 11, dear friend, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. There were people around them, even within their church, that were doing right, but there were now some who were doing wrong, who were teaching wrong, who were trying to control the church. And that happens in every church. It's happened in every church I've been in. But instead of just letting it happen, or instead of letting it control you, he says, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. Follow those who are doing right, even if they suffer for it. Be faithful in what they're doing. And so that's what I want to do. It doesn't really matter what anybody else is doing. Find those who are doing the right thing, who are honoring God, and focus on that and follow their example. Be faithful to God and his word no matter what. What about you? Father, thank you for your word. I pray, Father, that you will help me to honor you right where you have me, to do what is right, to imitate those who are doing what is right. And when something is done wrong, Lord, I'm willing to call it out in your name from your word. May you be pleased with how I live for you today. In Jesus' name, amen.